This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. House Republicans remain divided over how to fund the government. As CPR's Caitlin Kim reports, that split can be seen among Colorado's GOP members as well.
Colorado Springs Congressman Doug Lamborn supports the proposed continuing resolution. It would keep government open while cutting funding by 8%, not including money for defense and veterans, and include a Republican border security bill. But far-right lawmakers say it doesn't have enough of their priorities. When asked, Western Slope Representative Lauren Boebert wouldn't state her position on the CR, but both she and Eastern Plains Congressman Ken Buck are thought to be at least leaning no. A CR that passes the House without any Democratic support wouldn't gain any traction in the Senate. Government funding runs out in less than 2 weeks. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Starting today, travelers can pay someone to help them navigate the Denver International Airport. The new Sky Squad program starts at $59. For that price, travelers can get a personal assistant to help from gate to gate, from ticketing all the way to baggage claim at the final destination. Travelers also get access to expedited security lines. People can book the service online or in person near the Frontier ticket counter. Drivers could see some delays through the Eisenhower Tunnel this week. Crews will close one lane of westbound I-70 inside the tunnel tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. to noon. Delays will continue next week when crews shut down one lane of the eastbound tunnel for several days. The closures are to make room for washing ahead of winter. CDOT says drivers should see about 10 minutes added to your travel time. This is CPR News.